When George Gershwin died in 1937 at age 38, doctors said the cause was brain cancer, but a re-examination of a long-overlooked microscope slide of the tumor finds that the renowned composer of Rhapsody in Blue died of a benign and quite probably operable tumor. Dr. Gregory Sloop, a pathologist at the Louisiana State University School of Medicine, wrote about his findings in the recent issue of the Journal of Medical Biography.
The significance of what I've done is to show that he wasn't neurotic, he wasn't a hypochondriac, that he was genuinely ill for most of his adult life.
When did you first get curious about Gershwin?
That was 10 years ago. I had been interested in him and read several biographies and saw a reference to a pathology journal paper which showed pictures of his brain tumor. And at that time, I doubted the diagnosis, but thought that was just because I didn't know my field, didn't know what I was doing. But I always remembered that I didn't think that the photomicrographs supported the diagnosis.
What was the diagnosis, and why did you doubt it?
At the time, the diagnosis was called spongioblastoma multiforme, which it's a highly malignant brain tumor, probably the most malignant tumor in humans, and it's characterized by abundant dead cells and certain features such as vascular proliferation and what we call palisading of nuclei. These were features that we can see under the microscope that weren't present in the photomicrographs of Gershwin's brain tumor, and that's why I doubted the diagnosis.
So you took a good look at him, and what did you conclude?
It wasn't this malignant brain tumor, but the description that the surgeon back in 1937 gave led to the diagnosis of what's called a pilocytic astrocytoma, which is the most benign of all the astrocytomas.
So he died of a tumor, but not of cancer.
Right. In your brain, a benign tumor can kill because the tumor causes pressure to increase in the skull.
Well, a brain tumor, benign or malignant, is something you want to get rid of if you can. Was that an option?
They could have made the diagnosis about 2 weeks before he died, but the diagnostic procedure would have been a spinal tap or a lumbar puncture where a needle is inserted into the spine. And if that had been done, the operator would have found that the pressure was greatly increased inside his skull, and that would have led to further diagnostic procedures, and he could have been safely operated upon. Part of the blame has to rest with Gershwin, though, because his physicians offered to perform lumbar puncture on him, and he declined because of the fear of the pain associated with it.
Now, they knew for 3.5 years that he had a tumor?
No. At the time, his symptoms were thought to be somatization, which is a fancy name for neuroses being expressed as physical complaints.
And you feel these physical symptoms that he talked about were also due to the brain tumor?
Absolutely. The symptoms of gastrointestinal disturbances he had were due to its location in the temporal lobe. That's where sensations from the stomach, the viscera, become conscious.
There was also behavior that made his friends believe he was mentally ill.
Well, there were two well-documented episodes near the end of his life. There was one episode when he tried to push his chauffeur out of the car while the car was moving. The other well-documented episode was when he smeared a box of chocolates over his body. And again, that almost certainly was a temporal lobe seizure.
He could have had this operation and presumably have lived another 30, 40 years?
Yeah, that's true. Even back in the 30s, neurosurgeons were quite adept at removing these low-grade astrocytomas. But the surgery may have cost him some of his gift, and I think that would have had a serious impact on his career as a composer.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Gregory Sloop, Associate Professor of Pathology at Louisiana State University School of Medicine in New Orleans.